chair, because the chair and the vice chair are here. So can I have someone propose a please for someone to stand as chair?
I propose Councillor Clark as chair.
Got a second? Okay, I accept that option on the nomination. Thank you. And I am prepared to stand as chair for this meeting. And that is pure and simple because chair and vice chair are not. Okay, right, moving on. Item PL076. To receive apologies for absence. Clark, have we received?
Yes, we've received apologies from Councillors Kilmurray, Wilson, Cipriano, and Barnes, all with acceptable reasons given.
Okay, can I have a proposal to accept those apologies? Councillor Redlingus, and secondly, Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? Carry. Right, PL077, to receive declarations of interest and dispensation. Does anybody have anything to declare from the items on the agenda that they need to notice to this council meeting? Okay, we will move on. Item PL078, to approve the minutes of the planning committee meeting held on the 12th of November. Were there any items returned or asked for changes or anything like that? I don't think there was.
Not that I know of.
Okay, on that basis, then, can I have a proposal to accept those minutes, please? That's Councillor Redlingus, and secondly, Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? Thank you, we'll accept those. And I will ask you, Assistant Clerk, PL079, anything to report back on said minutes?
No.
Okay, we'll move on. Public participation, PL080. Can't see anybody's legs behind the screen, so we will move on. There's no members of the public present. PL081, decision notices. To receive any decision notices issued since the last meeting. And just going through item A, 25-1042, the proposal for 1T1 Maple fell to the ground. Site address, Brentwich 5 New Road, Melbourne. The decision that tree application was permitted on the 17th of November. Item B, I don't propose to read the whole of this, but basically it's a lot of adjustments to mixed trees and shrubs. Under item 25-0986, the proposal was, and the site address was East of England Ambulance Service Heart Base Building to Witting Way, Melbourne. The decision tree application was permitted on the 17th of November. All the items are in the agenda. Item C, 25-1063, TTPO, again, proposal was T1U remove, number one, partially failed branches at 5 metre level. The site address for this was 8 Priors, Orchard, Melbourne. Decision, tree application was permitted, again, on the 17th of November. Right, moving on to item PL082, to note the following applications for tree works. Item A, 25-1269, TTCA, the proposal is a T1 and T2 lime, reduce overhanging lateral growth by approximately 2 metres, and a T3, Amelanchier, reduce overall height by 2 metres, and lateral spread by 1 metre. The site address for this is 2 Lordship Drive, Melbourne, Cambridge. Deadline to comment was the 2nd of December. There was no objections received from the email, so that was accepted. Item B, information only, a proposal for 5-day notice, birch dead. The fell and clear for safety reasons. The site address was the Vicarage Close, Melbourne, Cambridge. That's just a notice. Item C, 25-1378-TTCA. The update was proposal. Now, this is a crab apple species, and it's profusion. It's identified as being dead, and it's saying remove the crab apple species, golden hornet, remove, replace the trees, and the golden hornet, remove and replace the trees with laurel bushes and let them grow to a height in line with the other laurel bushes present. The site address is 124 High Street, Melbourne, Cambridgeshire, and the deadline to comment is the 19th. Anybody have any questions on this one or any issues? I I put on the response on the email to this that I was not in favour of just removing a tree for the sake of putting laurels in its place. That's a personal view. And I would also, on that basis, I would like to know where the confirmation of the crab apple, the profusion, is dead. Who certified that? I'm happy to go with the majority if people disagree. I don't see a reason just to pull out, hopefully, what looks like a healthy tree, and maybe two healthy trees, I don't know, just to replace it with laurels. So, open to the floor. Any comments?
I mean, I've got a crab apple tree myself as well. I do like them very much, but this is someone else's property, and they're not rare species, so I don't really have any objections to the trees being replaced with laurel bushes if it's on someone's property.
Okay. Is this in conservation area?
I don't know whether 124 High Street, Melbourne.
Is that still the conservation area?
I think, as Councillor Rillings has said, it's not a
protected tree.
It's not a protected tree. I don't know whether that's it was just personal thoughts that I just don't like to see bushes when there's a possibility for trees. But that's just a personal vote. Happy to go with what the majority wants to do on this. I've not got a strong opinion on it. Just have a quick look. Just to check it out.
It's on a website somewhere.
Melbourne Conservation Area. We've got lots of bits of conservation around, haven't we? Mm. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, you can see where the point is.
There's a better site than that.
Yeah. East Cambridgeshire District Council. Would that be the book? Okay.
I think it's this one. No, apparently not.
Next one down? East Cambridgeshire.
No, that's East Cambridgeshire,
right?
South Cambridgeshire.
Was that?
Yeah.
Here we go. South
Cambridgeshire.
Oh, South Cambridgeshire. There you go.
No, it's all of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's an actual interactive map.
Is it that first?
No.
No.
Parish Council has got a PDF. Did you see that Melbourne Parish Council had a PDF for the conservation area? If you go back, PL at Melbourne Parish Council PDF.
That's it. Good spot.
No, I think it's the next one down. Was it?
What you mean in the search?
Yeah, in the search. That one. Is there anything there? Oh, maybe the one above them.
Okay.
Oh well, no worries.
Okay.
No worries. If it's not a protected species, then it probably wouldn't make any difference anyway.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Looking at what we've just discussed, I would say that the decision is based on support, no comment. Can I have a proposer?
Well, we don't have to support it necessarily,
just no comment. Okay. Well, we don't have to vote then.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just let that go through then. Okay, now I get the point. I'm saying it's a shame, I just think it's. It's just like some trees, but Planning, PL08325/26, planning applications. Withdrawal of application number 25-02177. Mm-hmm. Construction of an anaerobic digestion plant. That's all been pulled. Right, moving on to item B, 25-04589. I'll read it through. I think I should really, because it is a big one. Proposal, the S73 to vary conditions of reference 23-01134, demolition of 13,594 square metres of existing buildings, alterations and extensions by 1,127 square metres to retained buildings to allow use with Class E within Ash House, Class E in brackets B within Moat House, and Class C1 within the new wing rear of the Moat House development of 46,031 square metres of new office. You don't have to take all this down. New office and technology research facilities. Class E in brackets G in brackets I or 1 in brackets 2 house development and in brackets 3, including continued use of Da Vinci building and 22,941 square metres of ancillary buildings for the vehicle and cycle parking, together with temporary and permanent plant and infrastructure works, including formation of 2 additional vehicular accesses and 1 additional vehicular egress from Cambridge Road, and landscaping. Item 1, vary conditions. Item 2, approved plans on a planning permission in relation to a change to the location and appearance of an electricity substation and waste store. Item 2, the changes to conditions to enable that substation and waste store to be commenced in advance of the submission and approval of the details required by conditions 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 24, 28, 29, 31, 34, 35, and 37. Remove condition 9, contamination, in brackets, as the assessment now submitted demonstrates that no further investigation is required. The site address is the land of Melbourne Science Park, Cambridge Road, Melbourne. Deadline to come in 29th of December. I think as the outline and all of the majority of the works have been concluded and agreed, I don't see that there's anything really for us to comment on there. I think unless anyone's got anything that's glaringly obvious to them, it's all within the site, it's all within what they originally proposed, so there's just a couple of condition changes, that's all.
What specifically the condition changes, just to
It's a substation, wasn't it? What they're talking about is the approved plans of that planning permission in relation to a change to the location and appearance of an electricity substation. They just want to move it around.
Substation and waste store, okay. Yeah,
that's the key to all of this.
But, Chair?
Yes?
The third change, they want condition 9, contamination, removed, as the assessment now submitted demonstrates that no further investigation is required.
Yeah, that's been assessed. That's been assessed. And
by then?
Well, it's been assessed. It must have been assessed externally to them, hasn't it?
I don't know.
But, make changes to conditions to enable the substation and waste store to be commenced in advance of the submission and approval of the details required for conditions.
And then
condition 9, as the assessment now submitted demonstrates that no further investigation is required. Okay, I think for clarity then we could say that we would like clarification.
Is there a new assessment been provided?
I don't know whether they put one up there.
There's waste, shared service.
Yeah.
Something to do with contamination, presumably.
Think about contamination. It's not clear.
Waste. Okay. Attachment.
Yeah, discharge condition.
That's it.
Here we go. Let's have a little look at that.
Document unavailable.
Try that again.
This document's unavailable for viewing this. Okay, on the basis that the
you don't know what.
On the basis that the documentation is not available for viewing online, we would like to, the approach would be we would like to have confirmation that the planning office is satisfied that condition 9 does not require any further investigation. So we would like confirmation of that before.
Because this is the applicant saying they don't consider it needs any.
I think it usually means that it has been cleared by planners, but I think for completeness, you are right. We should, you know, we can check into that, please. Can I have a proposer to go with that? That's Councillor Alexander, seconder. Councillor Redlingus, all those in favour. So basically, subject to receiving confirmation from the planners that condition 9 has been met, then we are happy to support this. No comment. But we need to, we would like confirmation. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Right, moving on. PL 084, item A, to note Clear Crescent resident letter informing of surface treatment commencing on the 14th of January for one day. Well, it's going to happen. I don't think there's anything we can do about that.
No, it's fine.
Unfortunately, it's only one day, so that's good. Mm. That's just a note. Now we move on to PL 085, Hopkins Homes. Item A, motion to exclude the public and press, sections 1 to 1.2 of the Public Bodies Admissions to Meetings Act 1960, that as publicity would be prejudicial to the public interest by reason of the confidential nature of the business about to be transacted at agenda item PL 085 2626B. Okay, so can we switch off?